We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our Lord and our God, we bless you. Mighty God, we exalt your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for the great and mighty things that you have done in our lives, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us to this day, O God. We thank you for the love. We thank you for the mercy. To you alone, we return all the glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are come this day, O God, once again to share your word, to remind ourselves, to exhort ourselves in your word. I pray, O God, that by the help of the Holy Spirit, Lord, you give unto us understanding in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. All right. Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to another week. Like I said the other day, the week, the days are running, the weeks are running, the month is running. Now the second month in the year 2024 is coming to an end or to a close. We thank God that we are alive. We thank God for his goodness, his mercies upon our life. I welcome you to today's podcast. This podcast is called Good Morning Jesus and is brought to you by Liberty Ark Ministry International. Beloved, in the last episode, I was talking about living the translated life. Are you living the translated life? Our text came from Book of Colossians chapter 1 verses 13 and 14. Colossians chapter 1 verses 13 and 14. Let me try and read. It says that we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. In whom we have, I'm here now. It says, Christ who has, giving thanks unto the Father which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of saints alike, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins. So we as a Christian, as a born-again, genuinely born-again Christian, have been translated from the powers of darkness into the kingdom of light. That's basically what I was talking about in the last episode. I want to start today by saying that Christianity is a burden without the power of God, without the Holy Spirit. You see, it is the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of Christ, as you may understand it, that empowers us to be able to live the Christian life, to be able to walk the Christian walk. Without the Holy Spirit, the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8, I think, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. It says that if the Spirit that raised Christ, verse 11, says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. So when the Spirit of God dwells in you, he will quicken your body. He will empower you to be able to live the Christian life. I mean, the true holiness life. Without that, it will be a burden, it will be a challenge, it will be difficult, to run, to walk, to run the Christian race. Yeah, let me put it that way. To run the Christian race. Remember, even Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He said, tarry ye here in Jerusalem until you have been endued with the power from on high. Luke chapter 24, verse 29. Luke 24, verse 49. It says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And when he got to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he said that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and then you will be witness. So that means you need the power of God to do whatever God has ordained, or that God has ordered that you do, or what God has ordained that you will be. You need the power of God. So also, so they need the power of God here to be witnesses. To be witnesses. So if they need the power of God to be witnesses, meaning that they need the power of God to live that Christian life. It was when the power came upon them in the book of Acts of the Apostles that they were called Christians. Remember, they were not Christians while Christ was with them. They were not Christians the day they got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But as they began to manifest in the power that they received, the people observed them because they had already received the power to walk like Christ. And the people observed them and said, these people are living the life of Christ. And then they called them Christians in Antioch. You see that now? So we need the power of God to run the Christian race. Without it, this Christianity will be a burden. It will be, let me call it, wahala, trouble, you know, to run the Christian race. So you need the power of God. No wonder you are seeing a lot of things happening in the church now. And you begin to wonder. Some of the things that are happening in the church now is driving people away from the church rather than bring people to the church. The Bible says that the first day that these people got baptized in the Holy Ghost at the upper room on the day of Pentecost, Peter preached a message and 3,500 people gave their lives to Christ and they began to follow. The second time he preached another message, 5,000 people gave their life to Christ and they began to follow. That's about 8,500 people in two messages. And they began to follow. After some time, the Bible says the priest followed, the whole city followed. Yes. Because they began to operate in the power of God. These men that were ignorant, unlearned men, Bible says they turned the city upside down. So you need the power of God to run this Christian race. Huh? As many as received him, John 1 verse 12, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So to live this translated life, you need the power of God because the enemy is there and Satan is operating a threefold ministry to kill, to steal, and to destroy. A threefold is going about, his mission is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. You don't have to do anything for the devil before he comes after you. Jesus didn't do anything when he came down from the mountain after 40 days of fasting. Satan went to him, young man, what's happening to you? Yeah. You know you're very hungry. Why don't you turn these stones to bread? Jesus said, it is written. So Jesus answered him, it is written. Not praying, it is written. So Jesus answered him with the word. With the word. Beloved, are you living the translated life? Remember, you need the power of God. You need the Spirit of God. You need the Spirit of Christ for you to be able to live a victorious, translated life. The Lord bless you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank those who are sharing these messages. I see it. What do you call it now? Jesus Christ. So this podcast gives me the audience that are listening to these messages on different platforms, you know, on podcasts, Spotify and all that. So I see people, it shows the audience and, you know, analysis of everything. So the Lord bless you. Please continue to share, you know, this message can just deliver somebody or can just quicken somebody or can just remind somebody of what he or she already knows. You know, the Lord bless you in the precious. Please do listen and share. And share. If you don't think it bless you, it may bless somebody else. All right. Father, we thank you, Lord, we bless you.
Living the translated life is the word. I pray, O Lord God, that you release upon us the power and the grace to live this translated life in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, you told the disciples, your disciples, to tarry first, to wait first and receive the power. Lord, as we wait on you, Lord, empower us in the name of Jesus Christ. Empower us to live the translated life and fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name, O Lord. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, I will want to talk about something in the next episode. The Lord, by special grace, preserving us. I was talking to a man in this past week. He came to work at our house, like an electrician, and I was asking him. He was over 50 years. And I was asking him, do you know why you are in this world? Do you have an idea of what God has ordained you to become as a fulfillment of destiny? And he said to me that he doesn't know. And he said, how do I know that? How do I find out? You see now, likewise a lot of us Christians, we don't know why we are on earth. And God has a purpose for every soul. Every soul here on earth, God has a purpose. Maybe you also should try and pray and find out, God, what is your purpose for me on this earth? The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, until I come your way again next time, because if I say Wednesday, maybe some other things, you know, but next time, the Lord bless you and stay blessed and stay safe in Jesus' name. Amen.